Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get started. We got a Warrior game tonight. Oh, and we got a big football game tonight. So let's get going. And I think TJ Houshmandzadeh, I got to find my phone, see if he, I don't even know. Man, today we're a little out of pocket. Everything's all over the place.
Yep.
Right? Got a company-wide, there's food in the other room, which always makes people go crazy. I'm trying to get these gifts to the right spot, but not make, like as we just saw, I don't want to make anyone else in the company feel bad if they didn't make the cut.
Yep.
I kind of kept it to our inner circle. But anyway, speaking of the inner circle, you said yesterday you don't like it when people go, well, I didn't have that on my bingo card.
Sure.
Well, I didn't have Klay Thompson to the Warriors on my bingo card either.
Nor did I, but the more I thought about it, and if you haven't read it yet, go to ESPN and read Anthony Slater's piece, which was really revelatory.
It's really cool.
It reveals a lot about, you know, Steph and his feelings, and even, you know, Cannon Curry and what he thought about, Dad, if Klay's making threes, why aren't you playing? The whole idea of it makes me think, like, if this whole era is going to end this way, which is you're 12-13, or you're a 7 seed, you get knocked out, whatever, why not bring Klay back? Like, if this is not going to culminate in anything really that successful, then trade Kuminga for Klay.
Oh, boy. I mean,
honestly,
okay,
I don't want to be too dramatic about it, but if we're going to do this, if we're going to do old guys playing mediocre ball,
listen,
bring him back.
So first of all, let's give the full kind of background on where this conversation went and why we're having it. And Anthony Slater did do a piece that really centers on the emotions and the history of Klay Thompson, his departure, how things have not gone the way that they were supposed to go in Dallas, and how everyone feels about that now. And the article ends with Steph Curry basically saying, this feels a long way off, but if there were ever a way to have him kind of finish his career and be back with the Golden State Warriors, you're damn right we'd be all for it. So it was much more like, I think you just said, is much more of an emotional sort of an expression than a basketball one. No one is suggesting with the Warriors or even with those big three or the Splash Brothers that, hey, I know the acquisition we should get right now that'll help us, Klay Thompson. But I think it's a perfect opportunity for us to talk with all of you about whether or not you feel like the Warriors are stuck in the past. Like that, if we really want to move through this conversation, that's the one we need to have. And so I don't want that to lead down the road of like, they should trade Steph Curry, because like that's not happening, and that's right. A silly concept and everything. But I do hear a lot of people feeling that way on a Draymond Green front. I do feel there are people out there who see that they turned Andrew Wiggins into Jimmy Butler, and while they'll all acknowledge that Jimmy Butler is better than Andrew Wiggins, they can also see that Jimmy's a lot older. And so I have to be real with you, because when I used to work in L.A. and I worked for the flagship station of the Los Angeles Lakers, this was a major criticism at certain points that I had of the Lakers. And that was that when Kobe and Shaq parted ways, whenever things weren't going well, all the things the Lakers tried, remember the year that they were like, Dwight Howard, Steve Nash, Pau Gasol, Meta World Peace, Kobe Bryant, that's our starting lineup. And they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, because it was just like, I don't want to say five legends. It was four legends, right? and Ron Artest. But they had this legendary look to them. Well, they were the eighth seed, and they went 0-4 in their first round playoff series and got wiped out. It didn't work. Kind of like how it feels now with the Warriors. Like it feels for the moment like it's not working. And what the Lakers would do for years, and this was kind of, I think, a bus family thing. What they would do whenever something wasn't working is they would pull out a 1980s team photo and stare at it, and they would try to fix it in the family. So that's how Byron Scott becomes the coach. And that's how Magic Johnson gets more involved. And that's how Michael Cooper was always around. And you would have the press conference introducing somebody new, and the whole team would be there standing behind him. And it's just like you're reaching for something that's gone. Sorry. And they did it for years. And I mean years and years and years after it was over.
Yep.
All right. I don't want to see the Warriors do that. So it's nothing personal. The article's beautiful. Klay Thompson's relationship with this organization is in stone. It's nothing to do with the idea. It's a larger concept. I do not want to see the Warriors, and you could argue they've already held on too long, I do not want to see them be that team that just keeps trying to find a different way to regenerate great days gone by. Doesn't work.
Well, they're not at the point yet where it's totally, absolutely over. And I always think about the Spurs when we make this comp, because they won the title in 2013, 2014. And then the next year, they brought everybody back, and you still had Kawhi Leonard, and you had Tim Duncan in year 17, Ginobili year 12, Parker year 13, and you were third in the NBA in the West, in Southwest, and then you got knocked out in the first round. Okay, let's try one more time. And then the next year, they went 67-15. The Spurs did, with the same cast. They were a year older. Duncan, year 18. Ginobili, 13. Parker, year 14. 67-15, and well, the Thunder got you. And then the next year, you were good again, and that was the year that the Warriors knocked him out. That was the Zaza Pachulia underneath Kawhi year, but they went 61-21, and at that point, then they started to break it apart. My point is, when you get deep into a run like this, you go all in on your vets as long as you can, and then you get to a point where it's no longer working. Duncan retired. Parker went to, I think it was Charlotte. I can't remember.
That sounds right.
And then Ginobili left, and then you know, Kawhi was still there, and then Kawhi went to Toronto, and so the whole thing ended in kind of a weird way, but honestly, the way that these things actually always end.
Yeah.
They just end.
Yep. I think that there's maybe even extra value in this particular moment. I'm sure all markets feel this way about their stars. I know that L.A. did about Kobe Bryant. I'm sure San Antonio did about Tim Duncan. I bet I could get just about most of you, not all of you, but most of you on this side of the fence. absolutely 100%, you cannot let Steph Curry finish his career in a different uniform.
Right.
Period.
Agreed.
Like, so that to me, that's in ink. Pull out a Sharpie and write that down. Anything else is certainly possible, maybe even probable, acceptable, I would say. But finding that time is the difficult thing to do, and I think that you a smart person can clearly make the argument that that time has already gone by. But it's tough. It's tough, and that is sometimes why I will both defend the way Steve Kerr has handled it, because I think that this is a very, very difficult needle to thread. This idea of Steph has got to be the focus. He has got to finish his career here, all of these things. And then on the other side, be like, and let's develop young players. That's a really, really hard ask. It's a very, very hard ask. So the criticism that we hear that Steve Kerr won't develop young players and he leans on the vets too much, and he literally said to us the other day, well, Richard's not playing because he's a rookie. It's a fair criticism. It is a fair criticism, but that's why I brought up Steph Curry's name the other day too. I don't know how you do both. I don't know how you serve Steph and turn everything over to 23-year-olds and move them through the system. I just don't know how you do it.
You don't. And that's the reality of being where they are, which is we still think that we've got action. And last year, if Steph didn't get hurt, boy, we could have beaten Minnesota. And then who knows against OKC. I don't really buy that. But the reality is when he played, you were up 1-0 on Minnesota, even though he got hurt. So they might have been a Western Conference Finals team. And, maybe OKC beats them in 6 or 7. Last year, the Thunder were certainly vulnerable. Indiana had them. They had them in the finals. They were in a spot where they might have knocked them off, yep. And then Halliburton got hurt. So if you look at that team, yeah, you've got vets, and then you double down on the vets. And I'm thinking about the Spurs where they had vets, they won the title, and they kept the vets, and they kept trying, and they won 67 games in a year, and they thought, okay, we might get another one.
Yeah.
And that's where the Warriors are, where they think that with the vets, they can still, if healthy, if everything breaks right, they could still win another one. And if you want to go back to those Spurs teams and find the young players that they had, don't count Kawhi in there, because by the time they won the title, he was in like his third year and he's a superstar. But all the other young players they had, they weren't getting developed either, because you had Ginobili and Parker and Duncan, and you had Danny Green, and you had all these other people that were going to play ahead of these youngsters.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. And Dub Nation, let's get engaged. Before every game, we ask you to vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It's brought to you by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCo.com today. All right, so in referencing the Slater piece that we're talking about today, about Klay Thompson and the Warriors and the Christmas Day matchup that is coming. Good Lord, is Christmas a week from today?
Yep.
Wow. All right, so that's coming a week from today. Steph Curry was quoted as saying, I wish he was still here. So it's a simple yes or no question. Do you want Klay Thompson back? Yes or no? You can vote now on Twitter. We'll share the results later. I bet if you're like me, most people answer that question almost with another question. Do you want Klay Thompson back? Well, it's two answers at once. Yeah,
I do.
It's like from an emotional standpoint, yes. From a basketball standpoint, not really. Not really. And I guess that's fundamentally what we're talking about every day. What's the goal right now? What is the goal right now? I'm sort of done buying this narrative that the Warriors are trying to win a championship. I don't think that's what they're doing. And if you really look between the lines, they've said it. Steph Curry said meaningful basketball, and they got that last year. And then he got hurt, and so it derailed wherever that was going. I don't know if it was going to the third round or not, but it derailed that situation at that time. But he was. Jimmy Butler came, and they were playing meaningful basketball. Is that still on the table this year? Sure. Sure it is. Sure it is. But my gosh, the set of binoculars that you need to see what would happen for the Warriors to get to a point where they could actually compete with Oklahoma City in a 7-game series, my God, that That is one high-powered telescope y'all got if you can see that right now. So that's not what they're doing, and I'm okay with that. But I don't want you to lean into it that hard. I just don't. I don't want the Golden State Warriors to spend the next few years just sort of like telling a Disney story and reminiscing. That's that, Steph, yes, Steph. And then everything beyond that, it's like, don't lean into it too hard. Don't start turning more 20-somethings into more 37-year-old somethings.
You remember the movie Grumpy Old Men?
I do.
That's kind of what we'd be going for if you brought back Klay Thompson. And I'm here for it, because otherwise, what are you doing? Like, you trade Kuminga and you get $23 million worth of what? Probably not a player that anybody else really relies on. So you're trading your young guy who's either good or not good, depending on how you see him, for a player who's probably not as good and maybe a little bit worse. And so I don't think that there's anything that the Warriors can do between now and the end of Steph Curry's run that can make them a championship contender. So why not lean into it and make this whole thing entertaining?
Because it's not entertaining if it's not meaningful basketball, and right now is proof. It just is. It's not.
Well, it's entertaining. Like tonight is going to be very entertaining.
See, we're knee deep in all of this, but you know, you brought up about an hour ago Jimmy Butler's numbers. They're better this year than they were last year.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
so explain it. How come it doesn't feel better?
Because they're empty numbers. Like they're coming in losses.
They're not winning.
Right.
Right. So not entertaining. Not like I'm not like I don't think anybody's here for losses. We're sponsored by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. Let's go to you. 888-957-9570. Do you believe the Warriors are stuck in the past? Are you okay with it? Let's get to it, okay? Line them up. We're going to go to your calls now. We're a little condensed today because we got Warriors Live coming up at 5 o'clock. So get your calls in now. 888-957-9570. Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Couple of you have texted in, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys text line. Would Klay want to play for the Warriors? And I'll just sum it up based on what Anthony Slater wrote today on ESPN.
Who?
Anthony Slates.
Thank you. God, do I have to beg for it? Do it right.
My bad.
Yep. All right. Based on what he wrote, what do you think, Mark?
He wants to play with Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
But who's the owner?
But he give a bleep. I don't know if he crossed the street to put a fire out for for Joe Lacob. And
how would he put that fire out? With a bucket of water, Mark. What's wrong with you?
I was going to say, maybe with his shooting. Crying out.
He's been playing.
Don't look at me like
that. I didn't say anything.
He's actually been shooting it better.
I mean, they do call him the Splash Brothers. Like, that makes sense. Could be a compliment.
He's Mr. Freeze Miser.
Yeah, thank you, Granny. See, I was saying he was hot. Like, as hot as you with your picks.
Well, I mean, as hot as Lucas with the bucket of water in the video last year where I had to actually move over to have the water hit me.
That was still so good.
It was pretty funny.
You don't remember, Lucas?
I was accurate with my tosses. I don't know. What
first one, yes.
You were almost out of water, so like you were throwing water, and Dibs had to go get underneath the...
Good times.
Yeah, the drips.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was good. Wasn't that the holidays last year?
It's when Clay came to
right
town.
It was right around the holiday season.
Sure.
So let's do
November,
it again.
November.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So we're a little late.
How about you get doused this time?
I'm fine with that, but like, it would be funnier if it were you.
Right. I had the captain's hat on.
Yeah,
and
you're the funny guy.
It was the whole splash trend.
Yeah.
And our great social media director, Whitley Sandretto.
Who is scouting right now.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, this is great. And look, Dibs, I think we need to douse you with water.
Do you know, I didn't even know what was going on. And it just so happened that I walked by on my way into the office. And I'm like, what in the hell is happening across the street? My partner is in an alley
right.
with a captain's hat on.
And his crooked leg.
Trying to look like Brandon Belt. And people are throwing buckets of water on him. And he's yelling into a camera.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? But then again, I'm like, it's San Francisco. So
you
I was just like,
never know.
Well, who knows?
And it's radio in the 2020s where, you know.
Good. Weird stuff's happening across the street. But that's normal.
And I'm all about it. Bring Clay back. Bring him back. What else are we doing?
Well, I think there's a bigger question here because, even the guys who are talking about it in this article admit this is years away. This is not something that the Warriors are looking at now. Look, Anthony Slater came on with Steiny and Goo. This is what he said about the article and the situation.
You know, could it be a Dwayne Wade type situation? Steph referred to it as Scottie Pippen, right? That's the name he brought up to me as, you know, you don't want it to be as contentious and scarred as it is with Scottie Pippen. And I thought about the name Dwayne Wade because y'all remember him, you know, him and Pat Riley right. and that breakup. And then he goes to the Bulls and the Cavs. He did end in Miami. And I think the idea, and I don't want Warriors fans to take this as I suddenly now think their management is going to go, you know, after Klay Thompson at this deadline. But I could potentially see him getting like a farewell type year down the line if everything breaks right. But I know right now at 13 and 14, that's not necessarily what Warriors fans are thinking about.
Okay, so he's talking about down the road,
right.
And he's talking about a farewell tour. And yes, in theory, with that, I have no problem. I have no problem with that. But my message is be very, very careful about trying to recreate the past. Be very careful about trying to solve problems by going into your own history book. It just does not work. And I think it's a great bridge to an actual conversation that we're having right now. It's less about Clay, and it's just more about the Warriors and whether or not they are stuck in the past.
I mean, they're stuck in veterans. I don't know if it's the past. Like, the past is Steph and Draymond. Beyond that, like, who on the roster is really the past?
Jimmy is a hired... He's not part of the Warriors' past, but he's part of the NBA's past.
Right, and so you brought Jimmy in because he's a guy who knows how to play, and he's an older player, and then you went out and you got Al Horford, and you kept GP2, who was 33. So, yeah, in terms of that... You're stuck not really in the past, but you're stuck with guys who are over 30, and the guys who are under 30 are mostly guys you either don't play, don't love, want to trade, or all the above.
I mean, I just think it's understandable, and maybe that's why I don't have the vitriol for Steve Kerr that some of our listeners expressed yesterday. To me, it's very understandable, and I don't know the age, obviously, of everybody listening, and I'm sure we got plenty of 20-year-olds out there and plenty of 70-year-olds out there, and some of you will get this, and some of you, this will just sound like another, someone who's had their 50th birthday yelling into the wind, but here's what I would liken it to. You know how, Like if you're past 40, you know how changing the channel to all of the streaming apps drives you nuts because you can't figure it out and you're not sure how to toggle and you may not even know how many apps you're paying for, right? I got the Hulu bill. I got the Netflix bill. Amazon Prime, that's baked in. Is HBO Max a part of this? All of that stuff, for whatever reason, and I'm just telling you, if you haven't had your 40th birthday, that doesn't annoy you because you grew up with it.
That's right, yeah.
If you've had your 40th birthday, it's a migraine headache, and it really bothers people. It's why so many people have to go over to their mom and dad's house to help, quote-unquote, fix the TV. The TV's not broken. It just get to a certain point.
Can you help me fix my phone?
There you go. There you go. If there's something wrong with my iPhone, all I go is, hey, any one of you three kids, here. And they go, poop, 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 poop. There you go, Dad. Because it's second nature. Now, could I learn how to swipe right, swipe left, swipe up, swipe down, where to find, how do I go into airplane mode? Could my mom learn this? Of course she could. But she doesn't have the capacity for it because she's tired. And I believe very firmly that that is what has happened with Steve Kerr and the Warriors.
What, he's tired?
When, not tired per se, but when it comes to, we've been doing something a certain way around here for a long time. There is a star that is the center of the universe and he remains phenomenal. So as a young player, if you can come in and figure out how to work with him directly, then we'll let you play. And if you can't, I don't really have the energy for you. Is that a hole in his game? No question. It's a problem. But I get it. I get it. Steve Kerr and the Warriors are not incentivized to make Jonathan Kuminga a star. They are incentivized for the end of Steph Curry's career.
And they're incentivized to win. And the fact that you won in 2022 with, you know, mostly a veteran core, that's what I think has kind of reaffirmed to you that it can still work. And I think that the Spurs comp is a great one because they won the title. And yeah, Kawhi Leonard was the centerpiece of the playoffs. By the way, he was kind of an afterthought during the regular year, but that's neither here nor there. And they went on to have three or four more really good years. And then Duncan retired, Parker became a Hornet, and Ginobili retired. And then Kawhi Leonard decided that his neuropathy was so bad that he couldn't even be around the team. And then they stunk for 6 years, and that's how that ended. And if you look at this, the Warriors won in 22, and they've been relevant. They won a playoff series against Sacramento. They lost a play-in. They won a series against Houston as a 7 seed. And now here they sit with 2 years left to Steph. And so this year might be a playoff berth and a series win and then a series loss, whatever it is. I don't think it's trending toward you're going to get one for the thumb, but you think about it, how is this going to end? And the way it's going to end is Steph is going to retire. Hopefully he doesn't go anywhere else. Draymond Green will retire. Hopefully he doesn't go anywhere else. Jimmy Butler is going to have his contract after this year and next year and do whatever Jimmy wants to do. Kuminga will be traded. Pods will be living in the guest house at Steve Kerr's house or Joe Lacob's house or whatever.
I'm going to have to get out of it first.
Yeah, and you're going to be left with the Spurs were left with, which is nada granada. So that's how this is going to end. So in the meantime, when you know how this is going to end, and I know that it could end with, oh boy, we got Giannis, and now we get to reboot it.
It could.
Highly unlikely.
No, but that's
the way it usually ends, though, is all your stars and your favorites, they get old, they retire, they go elsewhere if they want, and then you look around and you go, oh my God, we got Jack Schmidt.
Schmidt, right. And by the way, the good news there is you have a uber aggressive, impatient owner who, I actually think when I read this, I'm like, oh, okay. That's what the email was about. This is what the email is about. Coaches' preferences on players, style of play, league trends. Listen to everything that was in the email. The email to me tells me that Joe Lacob sees Steve Kerr and, quite frankly, the whole staff and Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler as basketball savants who've been doing something a certain way for so long, and they continue to do it for some of the obvious reasons we've just laid out, but also it doesn't work anymore. Or at least it's not working right now. And he's not okay with that because Joe, I don't think, is. He's not that, like, fluffy, emotional guy. Joe is not like, you know, I mean, Joe actually seems to think that Steph Curry is an employee and this is going to be great after Steph too. And a lot of us wonder about that, but that's what Joe thinks. That's what I think the email's about.
Yeah, the email is the reality of the way this goes. And, you know, league trends and style of play and all the rest of it. Yes, the style of play has changed and the Warriors have gotten older. So the style of play has gotten younger and faster and the Warriors have gotten older and slower. So that is incontrovertible, the reality of being an older team. If this was 1993, you could kind of get away with being an older, slower team because the league was slower then. Now the league is faster, the league is longer, the league is younger, and you're none of those things. So if you're Joe Lacob and you want to be all that and more, well, you've got Al Horford, who's almost 40. You've got the chef, who's going to be 38. You've got Draymond, who has ice on almost his entire body every time he comes off the floor. So the reality is you can't adjust to the style of play. You can't with this roster. And so if you want to totally overhaul it, good luck. You can't in real time. So that's why for me, bring back Clay. Like, let Clay run around and be your eighth man and trade Buddy. Let Clay shoot 31% from three. At least
what,
like,
what's he shooting this year?
Clay?
Yeah.
I'll look it up. I bet you it's better than Buddy.
I would think so.
But Clay was bad
at the beginning.
And then for the past like couple weeks, he's been good.
He's been better.
Yeah.
Pete in Rhode Island, thank you for calling. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls on this. Hi, Pete. What's going on?
Guys, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I was just going to, I was fortunate enough to be born in Rhode Island, so I have had a very, very happy sports life. Now I'm in San Francisco. I love the 49ers in Golden State. Unfortunately, you said, you know, bring Clay back. Yeah, bring him back for a one-day contract. Let him put his shirt up on the ceiling. As far as Draymond Green go, you got a lot of baggage here. Butler looks very uninspired. He did last year, too. I didn't think he played very well last year, although he did win a few games. It's just an amazing team. I've seen it with many franchises. They go through 4 or 5 years where they win championships. And good management knows how to bring in pieces, and it's about pieces. One or two guys might fit with one or two guys. It's not about one guy. You can't bring in one guy and solve a problem. It's a five-person team, and I think it's time for them to move on and start thinking, you know. I mean, as far as Curry, the only way you're going to – he'll probably end this year with an injury and call retirement. I think Steve Kerr will probably call the year after this year also. It's going to be a mediocre year. You may make the playoffs, but making the playoffs is no big deal. You know, I mean, how many teams make the playoffs? It's getting to the finals. So I don't see that happening. Now, getting back to the 49ers, I got a kick out when that guy read you your rights for not talking enough about the 49ers. But, boy, they look good. They look good again. I'm excited. Of course, I'm excited for New England, too. And, I'm all about football right now. But thanks for a great show, guys. It's always a pleasure to call.
Pete, thanks. Appreciate that. Okay, there's a lot there. And, there's going to be plenty of football in the 4 o'clock hour. Maybe some even before that. This is a humongous game tonight.
Yep.
This is a big, big deal. And I do wonder kind of if you're a Bay Area sports fan of both teams, of the Warriors and Niners, what is floating your boat a little bit more tonight? I know the Warriors are more dramatic in this moment. There's more kind of controversy there. It has also felt few and far between. Like, there have been so few games lately that there's a real thirst for this game tonight. At the same time, if I hear so many Bay Area sports fans say what he just said, this is all about championships, well, then watch the football game tonight. That's the one that has an effect on a potential path to a championship round for a Bay Area team.
It does, and I would have been 90% football, 10% Warriors, had it not been for everything that's gone on over the past week.
Exactly.
With Kuminga, DNP, and now he's back in the rotation, and the fact that they've lost these games, and people want Kerr's head on a platter, and you've got a home-and-home with Phoenix. I think that the circumstance of tonight makes it so it is a straight-up 50-50. Like, this football game is the biggest game of the year for games not involving the Niners. You're right.
100%.
Rams lose, and you have a straight line path to win the division and maybe be the one seed.
Yeah, I still don't see it likely. I don't think just going out and winning these next three games is going to be easy.
I don't think so either. Like, what percentage would you put on them winning the next three, all three, between 0 and 100? The Niners run the table. The percentage chance is...
Honestly, any NFL team to ask for a three-game win streak at the snap of a finger, to me, is like, if you're a great team and have three bad teams on your schedule, I still only put it at about 65-70%.
Okay.
But
They just did against three really bad teams.
Right. Which actually works against them in this case, because you're not asking for a three-game win streak, you're asking for a seven-game win streak.
I mean, Denver and New England are currently, you know, doing that.
They've won four in a row already. Are they going to win the next three in a row, all against better opponents, potentially all in prime time?
Two at home, you know.
What percent? I give them a 33. One in three shot to win all three.
All right. I'd put it a little higher than that, but much higher, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
This one's the tough one, I think.
You think?
Oh, yeah. And I don't want to give away the pick. The pick will be in tomorrow,
you don't need to make the pick tomorrow. You make it Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Monday.
You don't need to make it.
Yeah.
You can make Sunday Night Football pick.
Sure, and I will. Yeah. Yep.
I think what we've seen from that defense, to think that Caleb Williams and Sam Darnold are not going to be really, really hard, I think is crazy.
Darnold.
They're gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard.
Sam Darnold is awful. Like, he's back to what he was.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
You watch him play, and I've watched almost every snap because he was my fantasy quarterback back when I was still alive in the fantasy league. And just 5 seconds on that, I lose to Carter Chickering. He's got guru in the semifinals.
Yeah.
You talk about a missed opportunity for the Dibber.
Well,
oh, my God.
Listen,
anyway.
I think you're forgetting the output of the 49er defense right now.
It's bad.
Cam Ward was able to move the ball.
Yeah.
So Sam Darnold can be bad, and that doesn't mean he's going to look bad against the Niners.
I get it. Yep.
You know what I mean? So anyway.
And the Bears run the ball, and the Colts run the ball.
The Bears are tough. I've come around on the Bears.
Manunga.
I don't think they're great, but they're tough. That's a tough game. That's a tough game. They got a lot of things working for them.
And styles make fights, and what they do and what the Colts do are things that the Niners struggle with.
Oh, and don't forget, the rain is coming to town tomorrow and apparently not leaving until 2026.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
So that
blue sky, by the way.
That's today.
Yeah.
It's coming tomorrow.
We'll see,
but all you Brock Purdy rain people, those two home games at night.
Could be.
Just saying.
I get it.
Just saying. Anyway, but his Warrior point, though. Look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The bottom line is this is kind of how I feel about it, and I've been trying to express this a few different ways. For those of you who are impatient with regard to winning at the highest of levels, I think that your frustration is coming from the fact that there actually is no answer. There is not an answer. And by that, I don't mean that the Warriors can't play. Like, even Pete goes, it's not about making the playoffs, it's about winning championships. I disagree at this stage. Even Steph Curry has said it's about meaningful basketball. Right. I think playoff series, that series against Houston last year, that was meaningful basketball. The games against the Wolves, especially the one that he was in, meaningful basketball. But not championship basketball. I don't know what would have happened next if Steph Curry hadn't gotten hurt. I still didn't think they were going to win the whole thing. But it was meaningful basketball, and that remains the goal this year as well. So to me, it's not just about championships. But it feels like that I hear a lot of Warrior fans say two things. One, Steph has got to finish his career here. He's still playing at a high level. And then in the next sentence, the Warriors aren't developing young talent, and they're too old, and they need to turn some things over to the young guys. And my answer is you can't do both.
No.
You literally cannot do both. So if you want to yell at Steve, then yell at Steve. I get it. And this is what I meant the other day when I said Steph has greenlit all of this. Steph Curry wants to win playoff games.
Sure.
You can't.
Draymond too.
You can't do that by handing things over to people who are 22. It just doesn't work.
Unless they're capable in their eyes, which is Brandon Pajemski. He's the youngest guy on the roster. Yep. And so you're not handing it over to him, but he leads the team in minutes. So you can hand it over to younger players if you feel like they can help and contribute to you winning.
Or if they're good enough. And they're not.
None of them are.
They're not good enough. You know, the Warriors don't usually have good picks because they've been a good team.
And when they've had good picks, they have not picked good players.
They have missed. Absolutely.
Of their three lottery picks they've had, they've gone a half for three, and more than that. Yeah,
Wiseman's like, obviously a total miss. Moody's a player.
He's fine.
He's a late lottery pick, and he is not offensive.
And Kuminga, I do think the jury's still out because he may go on and be a great player elsewhere. I don't think he will be here.
Yeah, of course the jury's still out, and that is probably why that is the face of the problem. I don't mean Jonathan's the problem. The face of the whole thing, the email, all of that, the central figure, the eye of the storm, is the relationship between Jonathan and Steve. And nobody wants to hear this, but I get both of their points. I really do. Steve is like, we've been playing a certain way around here for a really long time, and that's how we play. This is how we play with Steph. And Jonathan's like, but like there was a great caller earlier today on Steiny and Goo. And he was talking about how the Warriors are almost dependent on the young players that come into the system just being in full agreement that they will give up portions of their game in order to just do it Steph's way. And the way the caller put it is that's clipping their wings.
Yeah, I heard that.
And it's a great point. It's a great point. And not everybody is going to agree to that. And Jonathan has not agreed to that. And he's not wrong for that. But at the same time, what exactly do you want the Warriors to do? Steph, thanks for your opinion. Jonathan wants to fly. So
we got to let him cook.
We got to let him go, yeah. Man. We got to follow this Kuminga guy. And Steph's like, those of you who don't want Steph to be in Charlotte, that's how you send Steph to Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's how you tick him off. This is a hell of a puzzle, man.
And it's also how you tick him off if you decide to run the coach out because you don't think that he is that guy. And Steph loves the coach, so everything goes through 30. All roads lead not to Kuminga, but to Steph Curry.
Yeah. As it should.
Yes, yeah. As it should.
That's how an NBA organization works. And by the way, if you don't do that, then you end up with, for instance, like Jimmy in Miami last year.
And you know what that is, right? It's an alienation sensation.
Okay, I'm glad you helped me out. Yeah. I would not have
done that. It's too vague. It's too vague. A little too esoteric.
All right. So 888-957-9570, that's the number. We would love your reaction to this. Warriors stuck in the past. What was the right way to go? What is the right way to go now? We're sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.